The BC Green Party says it will be able to verify all new eligible membership applications before the conclusion of the party leadership race. I want to assure all BC Green members and supporters, and British Columbians, that our party has the capacity and resources to verify the identity of all new, eligible members who want to vote in the 2025 leadership contest, says a Thursday, September 11th. Statement from interim party leader Jeremy Valeriote. The party will work to verify new member identities through to the end of the contest on September 22nd. Leadership candidate Emily Lowen had raised concerns about the verification process for new members, calling it unnecessary, discriminatory, prejudicial and unfair, in a letter to the party from her legal representative dated August 28. To be eligible to vote, members must have submitted applications by August 10 and gone through a process to prove their identity and residency. To do this, prospective party members must either provide ID to a third-party company or meet with a party representative in person or virtually. Several thousand people have applied for new membership since the leadership race began, and Lowen had expressly promised to sign up as many as possible. I was recruited as a leadership candidate by the BC Green Party and was encouraged to sign up new members. And my priority now is to ensure those thousands of new members have a fair chance to have their voice heard, Lowen said in a written comment provided to Black Press Media on Thursday evening. Lowen contends in the letter from her lawyer that the process to verify the identity of these new members disproportionately impacts her supporters by discriminating against young people and non-traditional supporters. Because the letter from Lowen's lawyer was released in the media on Wednesday, September 10th, the party decided to release a response on Thursday afternoon. The letter from the BC Greens legal counsel points out that Lowen took encouragement from a particular party rule to sign up new members as part of her leadership campaign strategy, but ignored the added provision that any new members are subject to verification at the discretion of the party's chief executive. If Ms. Lowen overlooked that provision, it is no fault of the CEO, the party's lawyer wrote. Lowen said she supports identity verification, but argues this process hasn't worked as it is supposed to, and risks voter suppression. She says that since the voter ID process began, she has received dozens of calls, emails and messages from members struggling with the process. As the potential future leader of this party, I have an obligation to support these members and raise their concerns, she said in her Thursday statement. BC Green Party executive advisor Stefan Johnson told Black Press Media that the party is still working with the Lowen campaign to resolve the issue. He said the other two candidates, Jonathan Kerr and Adam Bremner-Akins, have not raised any concerns with the process. The Lowen campaign has said they want to work with us on this, and we do too, Johnson said. As long as we can guarantee the security and integrity of the verification process. Johnson said the process was explained to all candidates in July, but it wasn't until August 18 that the Lowen campaign first came forward with concerns. The party made some changes at the time based on feedback from her and other party members. As of Thursday morning, about 40% of new applicants had been verified, and the process was gaining momentum, Johnson said. Voting is scheduled to take place from September 13 until the end of the day on September 22. Johnson said there are about 3,700 new member applications, and about 1,500 have been verified so far. If all are accepted as legitimate, the party would have about 10,000 voting members overall.